community gardens are a concept that have become more common in Irish society. Yet, does the Irish public understand and know exactly how to successfully interact with them? Throughout Ireland, there are pockets of people who have embraced the movement and started their own community gardens, with the main purpose being to draw people together under a common interest. A community garden is loosely defined as a single piece of land gardened collectively by a group of people. However, having talked to members of the Greystones Kilcool community garden, it is clear to see that really the definition of a community garden is an organic term that is unique to every person involved. For Jackie Dempsey, one of the original founding members of the garden here in Greystones, a community garden is a spiritual place that a community has helped to shape.
It means a beautiful space. Even though I was disappointed initially when I saw the size of the garden, it's only 15 by 20 metres, but when we meet there in the especially in the evenings in the summer, there's the most amazing light in the garden, and it's a very tranquil and almost spiritual space that we've created that from nothing, from a bit of grass. So that's what it means to me, a beautiful space to be in and to meet people in.
While for Anne O'Leary, a community garden is a place where people can gather together and learn from one another's knowledge and past experiences.
To me personally, community garden, it's a space where we can come together to teach each other and to learn from each other. Because again, we were talking earlier on, nobody never has all the answers. So for me, it's a place of learning and of fun and of doing and of not doing. Sometimes we meet in the community garden, just have a chat. We sit around the garden, we come in here, we buy a takeaway coffee or something, sit in the garden, have a chat. And so it's just a space that people can just come and go from without feeling they have to check in or clock in or get anybody's permission. So it's a space, a free space that people can express themselves in.
This is sentiment shared by Deb Davis, who believes a community garden is a space that brings people together who would not normally have crossed paths and creates a means to learn and grow together.
Well, it means that I don't have to do it all. I am not what you'd call green-fingered at all, but I'm very good with direction, and I'm good on the community end of things, like, you know, getting people together, letting them know it's there. I'm a cook, so on that end of things, I'm very happy to harvest and make things out of the beautiful stuff that's growing there. So, for example, this year we had loads of rose hips. So I made a magnificent, if I say so myself, rosehip cordial. Like the buzz of that, you know, I was in there for an hour picking the rosehips with Reuben, and then went home and made it in front of him, and then he got to taste it at home, and then the two of us got to bring it down and share it, you know. So just the whole piece of community that we're not all doing things on our own all the time. There's this kind of dysfunctional independence in society now where everybody's expected to do everything on their own. But the piece about, you know, gathering together, making together, breaking the bread together, as it were, for me is what it's all about. And kids need it, mothers need it. Go bonkers without it.
This wide, all-encompassing definition of a community garden is also reflected in the groups values which it set out when it established its garden in 2008. Its values are: we welcome involvement and enjoyment, we welcome cooperation and diversity, working together and celebrating differences. We are organic by design, we are educational and community based. We value and accept people, everyone is welcome. We value mutual respect, and we are a non-judgmental circle of sustainable growth, learning through listening. We value healthy and thriving environments, a clean, pure and natural earth. While the benefits of establishing a community garden are countless, the road to establishing one can be a long and winding one. It can also be a journey that will see those involved having to jump through a number of hurdles to make the garden a reality.
We could see, especially in 2006 when we started, there was a lot of development going on in the area, and there's a lot of pressure on the land, and gradually all the green spaces are being filled with buildings. So we felt that we needed to at least save one small bit of land where the community could come together and learn about food and growing food and learn about the environment at the same time. And that's why we wanted to start to have at least one space in the town, because there's a very, very small park and there's no other apart from the beach and the woods at the back of the town. There's hardly anywhere that's green. We had to liaise with the council first of all, and we had to get a solicitor, both for them and for us, because they couldn't afford the solicitor. So we managed to get someone to do the work for us. So it was really red tape that took the longest time. We also had public liability insurance, which is very important, and we had to sign this agreement with the council. It also involves leaving the garden for 1 month of the year. So we're leaving it for January, and that's because they don't want us to build up rights to the land in case they want to use it for some other purpose in the future. We had meetings, and we publicised those meetings, and we had a core of about 12 people at the beginning, plus extra help on days where we were doing big work in the garden. But those people have gradually disappeared. Everyone's busy. Everyone's struggling to keep their heads above water, so it's hard to find the time. And we also need people with muscles, so that's not easy these days. Everyone says, "Oh, I've got a bad back," or "I've pulled a muscle," or whatever. So it's hard to get the actual hard work done. We do get people. When we have events, we get people who admire the garden, and they say, "Oh, we often come in and have a look around." They do struggle with the concept of a community garden, which is basically that everyone is entitled to go in there and do some work. And if you do some work, you're also entitled to take something from the garden. So any produce that we have, we share it around. So we started off meeting once a week on a Wednesday evening through the summer months. And then anyone who came and helped would go home with something, a few potatoes or a cabbage or some onions, whatever it was. And they go home happy. And we're hoping that this year we will get more people involved.
As well as having to jump through hurdles to get the garden established, community garden groups will also have to deal with the hurdles of getting the general public and members of the local community actually interact with the garden. Anne explains that people in Ireland tend not to understand how community gardens work and then don't really know how to get involved with them.
My impression is that if people aren't paying for something, they're a little bit suspicious of it, or they don't know how to deal with it. If people are paying for something like an allotment, a space in an allotment, they feel they own that space. But when it's a free space, what the community garden is, it's a sort of a give a little, take a little arrangement. People don't seem to be able to fully get their head around that, whether that's a cultural thing. I mean, I watch all the gardening programs and all the English things and do a little bit of research on England and how it goes over there. They totally embrace the whole community garden, the whole allotment environment. It's because it's part of their culture. It's not part of our culture, apparently. If it is, it's been a long time dead out here in Wicklow, because we just don't know how to embrace that. So we find it extremely difficult to motivate people to become involved in our community garden. Get the understanding of how it works. To get their head around what I was saying earlier about how a community garden works, that you don't take ownership of a particular square metre plot, that you basically take a small bit of ownership of the whole space. And this week you might plant onions, but next week you'll be paid in potatoes. So it's getting people to understand that. That's the part, that's what I would like people to take away from the community garden, that it's not just because you planted those onions actually aren't yours when they're ready to harvest. If you're there, certainly they are. But if you're not, then when you come back, there'll be something else to harvest, and that's yours. I think that it lends a cohesion to the environment that wouldn't be there necessarily. It also is a great place for meeting new people, especially like-minded people. And so for me, it did broaden my friendship base. People in the community garden, like Jackie and like Dev, for example, have become personal friends of mine, as well as colleagues within the community garden. And so, and like I was explaining to you earlier on, the Happy Pairs involvement in the community garden was absolutely fabulous. And so that, through that, we became involved in transition towns and transition greystones, and all sorts of other little community initiatives have grown from being involved in the community garden. And it has brought the community, a certain element of the community, let's say, it has brought us together and given us a forum.
Deb believes that once people have seen a community garden and have been offered the chance to really understand what it is about and where it comes from, that people are very willing to get involved and to take part.
The couple of times that people have come over to me and they've, you know, there's this kind of, you know, they felt like, ooh, you know, can I go in there if I don't do anything? And I just opened the gate and said, come on in. And Ruben gave them a little, you know, showed them around. And, you know, they said, oh, well, I live in an apartment. I don't have a garden. This would just be brilliant. So it's just, you know, inviting people in and finding everybody has a skill that they can bring to it. You know, anybody can get down on their knees and, you know, dig up some weeds, and really helpful. And then there's people with different levels of knowledge that they can share with us. But then, you know, for me, I'm on a learning curve and really, you know, hungry to learn.
With the constant construction of new buildings and green spaces becoming more and more limited in our towns and cities, the need to interact with and to support community gardens and public spaces is more important than ever. For it to be successful, more groups like the Greystones Kilcool Community Group need to form and to highlight the benefits of community gardenings to the wider public. Narrated by David Criscadden, and special thanks to Anne O'Leary, Jackie Dempsey and Deb Davis of Greystones Kilcool Community Garden Group.